West Virginia lawmakers could impeach the entire state Supreme Court. By John Rabbi for the Associated Press in Charleston, West Virginia. The West Virginia House of Delegates is taking the extraordinary step of considering the impeachment of the entire state Supreme Court in a scandal over $3.2 million in office renovations. The Republican-led House was meeting Monday to discuss 14 articles and make recommendations for the four remaining justices. Any articles approved by the House would be tried by the Senate. Suspended Justice Alan Lowry is under federal indictment and named in 8 impeachment articles, including allegations he lied about taking home a $42,000 antique desk and a $32,000 suede leather couch. Other articles involve upgrades of the offices of Justices Margaret Workman, Robin Davis, and Beth Walker. The 5th Justice, Menace Ketchum, retired and agreed to plead guilty to a federal wire fraud count involving the personal use of state-owned vehicles and fuel cards. A special election already is set in November to fill the remainder of Ketchum's term. After Tuesday, Republican Governor Jim Justice would appoint a replacement for any impeached judge to serve until the 2020 election. Minority Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee, where the articles were voted on last week, had tried to speed up the impeachment process in the hopes of beating an August 14th deadline for arranging a special election in November if any justice is impeached. Instead, the committee took its time, even conducting a tour of the state Supreme Court offices earlier this month. Circuit Judge Paul T. Farrell was sworn in to act as the court's chief justice if impeachment proceedings against the current justices go to trial in the Senate. Lowry, who wrote a 2006 book chronicling West Virginia political corruption, was indicted in June on 23 counts of mail fraud, wire fraud, lying to federal law enforcement, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. Justice and legislative leaders have asked him to resign. Lowry has not responded and did not testify at the committee hearings. One impeachment article accuses Lowry of lying to the House Finance Committee in January about his involvement in his Supreme Court office renovations, including a custom-designed wooden inlay map showing all 55 West Virginia counties embedded in the floor. Lowry also was cited in separate articles for using state money to frame personal items at his office, the use at his home of state-owned computers and an expensive antique desk, and using state-owned vehicles for personal use, including over the holidays. Lowry also was cited, along with Workman, Davis, and Walker, for failing to control expenses, including more than $1 million in renovations to their individual offices and not maintaining policies over matters such as state vehicles, working lunches, and the use of office computers at home. Lowry, Davis, and Workman also were cited for authorizing senior status judges to be overpaid in violation of state law. The committee last week rejected articles that would have cited Walker for paying for an outside counsel to write an opinion for her in 2017, and Workman for hiring a contracted IT employee who previously worked on her campaign. The last time the legislature was involved in similar proceedings was 1989, when State Treasurer A. James Manchin was impeached by the House of Delegates after the state lost $279 million invested in the bond market. Manchin, the uncle of current U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, resigned before the state Senate took up the impeachment measure. He was never charged, and the state recovered $55 million from lawsuits against 9 New York brokerage firms involved in the losses.